ただいまより、内
We will now begin the joint press announcement by Prime Minister Ishiba and Secretary General Rutte of NATO. This will be done through simultaneous interpretation. Prime Minister Ishiba will deliver remarks to be followed by Secretary General Rutte. Prime Minister, please go ahead. It is indeed a great pleasure to be able to welcome Secretary General Rutte of NATO to Japan. In recent years, the cooperation between Japan and NATO has developed rapidly. Our information sharing framework has been drastically reinforced, while mutual participation in trainings is being promoted. In January, a dedicated ambassador to the mission of Japan to NATO was appointed. We also believe there is a huge potential to further expand defense industrial cooperation. Deepening of the relationship between Japan and NATO is a reflection of the increasing need for security cooperation beyond our respective regions due to the inseparable nature of the security of the Euro-Atlantic and the Indo-Pacific. Today, the Secretary General and I engaged in frank discussions on such topics as Russia's aggression of Ukraine and the situation in the Indo-Pacific, and concurred to cooperate in order to uphold and strengthen a free and open Indo-Pacific based on the rule of law. We also agreed to release a joint statement which confirms that the partnership between Japan and NATO is strategically critical for both the Euro-Atlantic and the Indo-Pacific. The presence of a strong NATO led by Secretary General Rutte offers benefits to Japan as well. We welcome increased engagement by such a strong NATO in the Indo-Pacific. I look forward to working even more closely with the Secretary General to elevate the cooperation between NATO and Japan, as well as other partners of the Indo-Pacific. That's all from me. Thank you. Next, may we receive remarks by Secretary General Rutte.
Prime Minister. Thank you for your warm welcome to your beautiful country. Japan is one of NATO's most valued partners, and today we just had a very good discussion on how we can boost our cooperation even more. We agreed a joint statement which sets out our vision on how to further strengthen our cooperation. And this is crucial, especially at this pivotal time for security and stability, both in the Euro-Atlantic and indeed, as you said, in close connection with the Indo-Pacific. Russia continues to wage war against Ukraine, and its economy is on a war footing, and has not given up its ambitions to reshape European security. Meanwhile, China is pursuing a major military build-up and seeks to control key technologies, critical infrastructure and supply chains. It continues to carry out destabilizing activities in the Indo-Pacific. And indeed, we also see North Korean troops and weapons being used against Ukraine in return for Russia's support to North Korea's illegal weapons programs. In a more dangerous world, NATO and Japan stand strong to protect our values, our freedom and the peace. Together, we support Ukraine, because the outcome of this war matters not only for European security, but also for global stability. Japan has imposed sanctions against Russia. You have signed a security agreement with Ukraine, and you have contributed substantially to NATO's comprehensive assistance package, Trust Fund for Ukraine. I very much welcome all of this, and I appreciate your willingness to participate in the NATO security assistance and training for Ukraine, which helps Ukraine fight today, but also for Ukraine to build up its armed forces for tomorrow. I also very much welcome Japan's plan to invest 2% of its GDP in defense by 2027 and your continued investments in your armed forces. This will make Japan's already capable forces even stronger. Prime Minister, thank you very much again for a productive discussion. I look forward to maintaining our regular dialogue and to boosting our cooperation, including on cyber defense cooperation, maritime security, and defense industrial cooperation. I know we'll be safer working together. So again, thank you very much.
We would like to take time to take photos before the Prime Minister and Secretary General leave the room. So could we have a photo session, please? This will be a photo session time. 카메라